Hey, Buzz, you hear about the Switch?
He's right over there.
Not that Switch, our Switch, to APG&E.
Well, we can do that?
Customers can switch electric suppliers anytime to find a better rate, lock in pricing.
I don't want new wires. I'm very attached to ours.
Only the part of the bill that covers electricity supply changes.
To APG&E?
People love their flexible, affordable electricity.
Nice.
Learn more at APGE.com.
Ireland, unfortunately, lost away to France in Paris last night. A comprehensive victory for the French. But you know what? We're not bad at rugby. We're actually really good when it comes to sports. But we're also good at other things, aren't we?
Yeah, we're winning at being sexy. We are. Yeah. Seriously, we are much sexier.
Are we?
So much sexier than the French. Really?
That's a bit...
I've got proof.
Okay.
So women find that Irish is one of the sexiest accents a man can have.
Oh.
That's according to a new survey by Slotzilla, which found the Irish brogue is the second most attractive after Scotland. And I get that. Yeah, Scotland, the Scottish accent needs to be first, but we're coming second, which
that's
is great.
That's not bad, yeah.
Men prefer women with a Welsh accent, absolutely brilliant.
That's very good.
Followed by an Irish one. So the Irish women are coming second and Irish men are coming second in the sexiness files in the accent.
There's no Manchester one there. What's that about? Donal, huh?
I know, yeah. Tell me about it.
I love a good Manc accent or a Liverpool accent.
I love
a
Liverpool accent.
Scouser
accent.
No sign of them at all. What's your favourite accent?
So if we're talking in Ireland...
Because realistically, Ireland, it's all well and good coming second in the world, having the nicest accent, but within Ireland, there's, 32 different accents, realistically. So which one are you picking, Una?
I love the Cork accent.
Good old Roy Keane, eh?
Celebrations, listen, slightly over the top. You do your job. Roll your sleeves up and do a job. Play the game.
Just get down the tunnel.
Just get on with it. Don't be such a baby. It's a job. You have to walk. It's a serious business. It's big boy stuff. A lot of nonsense though, isn't it? Like, talking about a lot of stats.
No. You're there to win, remember.
Remember that. You're there to win. Roy Keane, eh? Did you see the film?
Saipan. I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to see it.
I don't know the name of the actor that plays him, but he does an incredible job.
Oh my God. Yes. Aina something
I'm
or other.
I'm really sorry if you're listening and
he
I haven't
in normal. Aina Hardwick.
I'm so very well done.
Yeah.
I'm really bad with names.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a really good
Fantastic,
job.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's not really the Cork accent. You know what I mean?
I was going to do
Cork. Yeah, Cork. I do love a Cork accent. I love a Limerick accent as well.
I will go with that. Now, I'm not just saying this because you're sitting opposite me, but a good old Kerry accent now as well. You go down to Clare.
How do I get you on?
Yeah, well, you might have to come back to the Kerry accent in just a bit. We hand it over to you though. Okay, so you're after hearing that Ireland, we're top two in the world when it comes to the sexiest accent list. Mm-hmm. But within Ireland... 087-1102-107, your favourite accent within Ireland. I guarantee you a South Dublin accent is not popping up in this. 100%.
Dear Lord, no.
Thanks. Okay. We'll get to some of your texts. Chatting all things accents at the moment on the show because we are doing great when it comes to the Irish accent on the global scale. Isn't that right, Una?
Yeah, both men and women, Irish accents are coming in second in the world as the sexiest accent.
Yeah.
Scottish men are coming in number one and Welsh women are coming in number one.
Yeah. And then we made a very valid point that it's one thing being up there as an Irish accent at the top of the list, but there are so many different accents within Ireland.
So many.
Now, before we go on with the Irish accent thing, I did say earlier on that I'm a fan of the Liverpool accent. So, Philip, how you doing?
I can see we'd like you, Marty.
All right, Marty. All right, Marty. Calm down, Marty.
Yeah, so it's the Philip show this morning because then he also gave us an impression of his favourite Irish accent as well.
Hey, sure it has to be Donegal, eh? Up there with me, Daniel Asher, what we can we do? We love me, we mommy.
Oh, that's brilliant. That accent. Oh, I love Daniel. I love the Donegal accent.
Do you think he nailed it?
Oh, he nailed that.
Okay, well, we can check really quickly to see if he did.
Daniel here. I'd like to extend an invitation to you and the guests to join us at one of our sold-out shows at the INEC in Killarney this August.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Now, if you're able to come to the show, will you get in touch? I hope you'll be able to make it, and if you do, I look forward to
no,
meeting you
there. No, he didn't.
There.
He was like high pitched and shouting. Daniel's like monitor. Daniel is someone I could listen to and fall asleep to.
Oh my God, no, you just, I'm actually swaying to Daniel talking. The way he speaks is just so musical. He just the lilt. I'm just, I want to dance with you.
Have you heard swaying to Philip?
Swaying. No, I wasn't swaying to Philip, but I was swaying to Daniel.
Larry, yes. What do you reckon?
I tell you, lads, you can bay rigs. But you can't bait the tip, accent. Pond tip!
Larry, I don't know what you're talking about. You have a Waterford accent. Well, boy. See you later, boy.
You know, what about the Kerry accent? Huh?
How do we get you on?
Yeah!
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me as if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are. Deputy.
And you know, maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that.
The accents, they come out stronger when you're passionate, don't
yeah.
they? They really do.
Like, he's so passionate there, he's making the Kerry accent look sexy.
I have to say, like, it sounds good there.
Yeah.
Does. I think it does. Mm-hmm. And I did say earlier on, if you've just joined us, I did say the Kerry accent's up there is my favourite. You know, I'm working on Tralee and Killarney. I love it. So I do. Is it the top of the list, though? Is that what they're referring to when they say Ireland's in the top three when it comes to the sexiest accents in the world? Is it the Kerry accent? I don't think so.
Well, and Niamh says, and this is interesting, lads, I don't care what ye say, there is something fierce sexy about a Midlands man's chat. I love the way they drop their T and H. They say Wahar and and Rahangan and Ahlone. Teho. Pure sexy. Says Niamh. Yeah, that's true.
Is it though?
I think it's endearing.
It's yeah, yeah. I know. Like, we're not saying there's anything wrong with anything here. I just want to put that out there. We're trying to figure out what the sexiest accent within Ireland is, since Ireland is top three of the sexiest accents in the world. It's proven more difficult than I thought it would, but we'd love you to let us know, please and thank you. 087-1102-107. Send us a text. Send us a voice note. A voice note would be great right now. You can impersonate it. Or maybe you have what you think is the sexiest accent in Ireland. I don't know. The sexiest accents within Ireland, because Una told us earlier on that Ireland's ranking pretty high in the world.
Yeah, second. We're coming out tops in the world. It's pretty good. So who needs the rugby? We're sexy.
Or the golf or whatever else when you can be sexy. That's right. Yeah. So we've been asking you what you think your favourite one is. We're going to go to Sarah right now. Sarah's got a couple of ideas on what she thinks the best is, okay?
I love the Irish Johnny Galax. It's got a lovely little lilt to it. It's like a little lullaby when you hear them talking. And you know what the other one that's nice is? The boys up in RD. The boys up in loud.
I love that accent.
The boys up in RD.
The loud accent. Yeah.
Sarah continues to say,
"First accent has to be a specific area in Dublin where they're like, oh, guys, going to get a pint, yeah, and we're going to wear chinos on our dupes, yeah, and then we're going to go to BT and get some, like, I don't know what you get in BT, but then we're going to go get some, like, cappuccinos stuff like that."
Sorry, first of all, Sarah, you've sent so many accents there, I actually don't know where Sarah's from. I don't know, where is Sarah from? Anybody? She's just dipped in and out of so many accents there.
Brilliant, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
very, very good.
However,
we cannot limit cappuccinos to the south of Dublin, please, and thank you.
No, don't be
Genuinely. So sorry. Yeah. That was something Kale that was. I don't even know. Anyway, 087.
The Navin accent is very sexy as well. Hector. I love that. I love the way Hector talks.
We could go on for hours.
We could.
About this, and I just love that the only hate that any accent received was the South Dublin accent.
No hate, no shade. It's just
there.
There
was absolutely loads of shade and hate, and it's okay. Fine. It's my last morning here. Cooper's back. Don't worry.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed, and ready to go. Go.